The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
885-2900. That's 800-885-2900.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. How you doing, folks? Hello there. Hello, hello. And, oh, it's that beautiful day of the week we call Friday. I'm sure among millions it is a favorite day of the week. My producer invariably shakes her head affirmatively, enthusiastically whenever I mention Fridays. And anyway, it's great to have you with us. As always, Monday through Friday, we get together, talk about things going on. Well, we talk about them, but as I often say, we get informed, then we try to get involved, and you do that. I must start the hour out again by telling you, you are continuing to move forward in our campaign. We have reached our threshold goal of 132 families through Food for the Poor in Haiti who are going to now have food for a year and water for life. I mean, that's an incredible thing. I love the phrase, but stop and think about that for a moment. If you can, try to imagine yourself as an individual, let alone if you have babies depending on you. You have a husband or wife, you have children who are desperately in need, not of just a meal, but they sometimes haven't eaten for 2 and 3 days at a time, and you can do nothing about it. And then Food for the Poor comes along and begins to provide good, nutritious meals, good, hot, nutritious meals every day for an entire year, and water, life-saving water for an entire year, all because someone listening to a station like WAVA in Washington, D.C. said, I can help a little bit with that. Well, that's what you've been doing. And I can't thank you enough. As of now, as I've said all along, our goal, our threshold goal is 132 families. I'm sorry, 132 families. And you've already pushed that 2 families over goal just since yesterday. You have provided for 134 families. That's 4 people per family unit. And you're providing that with your gifts. And if you want to continue, you certainly are welcome. The campaign is our March campaign, continues just through the weekend, and that's it. But I know some of you have wanted to give and you've said, hey, they may have reached their threshold goal, but I'd like to help push beyond that. You can do that. Again, $27 a month for 12 months or $324 one-time gift will provide food for a year and water for life for a family of 4. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers just this once. Pound 250 on your cell phone, hit send and say, I want to give. Pound 250, hit send, and then say, I want to give, and that will connect you to an operator. Or the toll-free number is 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-4673. And as always, you can give online at our website, wava.com. You'll see the Food for the Poor banner on our homepage. Families Helping Families, click on that, or just enter the keyword give. But again, thank you so much on behalf of Food for the Poor, on behalf of all of us here at WAVA, but especially on behalf of these families who now are going to have food for a year and water for life. And a fair question, you might say, well, what happens to that family after the first year? Food for the Poor understands that, and they already are prepared to carry that family forward from that point. But right now, you're helping in a very strategic moment. Here are some of the things we're going to be talking about today. The United Nations has declared 2019 the International Year of Indigenous Languages in an effort to preserve languages that are in decline and in danger of completely disappearing. Many of them, of course, are at risk because they are oral languages. They have never had a written language that can preserve their communications. And the legendary Wycliffe Bible Translators is helping in this global effort. We're going to be talking in just a few minutes with Wycliffe's Andy Keener about it. So stay with us for that. It's also a statistic you've perhaps heard me cite on this program more than once in recent years, and that is this. More Christians have died for their faith over the last century and a half, over the last 100 years, than in all the prior centuries since the time our Lord was here on earth. And among the nations, as you know, because we've talked about it, I don't say we've talked about it enough by any means, but we've talked about it frequently. One of the hardest hit nations right now is the West African nation of Nigeria. And Didi Logason, executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, a new organization we want you to know about, Save the Persecuted Christians, is going to join me later this hour to talk about what's happening in Nigeria and elsewhere and why they welcome your support and partnership to help save the persecuted Christians. Next hour, among other things, we'll be chatting with our good friend Barbara Rainey of Family Life Ministry. She joins us to talk about her latest ministry. It's an exciting new website for women called Ever Thine Home, Ever Thine Home. And we'll also next hour revisit recent conversations I've had first with Josh Bleeker, a dean of DTSDC. He'll be telling us about their next seminary preview day, which is next Saturday, April the 6th, and if you've ever wanted to kind of wonder what it's like at DTS, Dallas Theological, this is a good chance to find out and what they have to offer. Also, a conversation I had with Armstrong Williams, host of the Armstrong Williams Show. As you know, it airs Saturday mornings on ABC 7 television here in our area, so those are a couple of recent visits that we will reshare coming up. Again, right now, we'll take a break, and as we go to the break, I want to remind you those phone numbers one more time. #250 on your cell phone, say send, say I want to give if you'd like to still be part of our campaign for food with Food for the Poor for families in Haiti. #250, say send, rather hit send and say I want to give, or dial toll-free 855-860-4673 or online at WAVA.com.
Book of Life Christian Academy would like to welcome you to their school year open houses offered every second Thursday from October to April. Book of Life Christian Academy offers a full day for ages 2 to 4 and kindergarten through 5th grade for school-age children. Your child will enjoy small classroom sizes that allows teachers to pay close attention to your child's specific needs. Most of the teachers have been part of the school community for more than 8 years. Book of Life also offers classes in Spanish, physical education, music, and fine arts available to all grade levels. Your child can also enjoy participating in an advanced reading and phonics program, character training, and community service programs. Need to drop off your child before regular school hours? No problem. Book of Life Christian Academy offers before and after care, too. Call 410-263-2600 to attend one of their open houses. That's 410-263-2600. Call now to attend their open house. That's 410-263-2600 for Book of Life Christian Academy.
Don Crow here in studio with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. Mark, welcome back, my friend. So glad to have you as the exclusive mortgage sponsor of my show.
Thanks, Don. Great to be back. Being here in studio again reminds me of all the great moments you and I have shared over the past 14 years. recordings, the live interviews, even when you came to our office and led the Bible study. It's really great to be here.
Tell us about your Hometown Hero program.
Well, in addition to serving WAVA listeners with all their mortgage needs, Cornerstone First offers huge discounts to police officers, firefighters, veterans, and teachers as a thank you for their service.
Call my friends at Cornerstone First Financial, where they will guarantee to beat any other company on WAVA, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Their number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And their website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts KICK to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting KICK to 88988. That's K-I-C-K to 88988.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. According to published reports, there are roughly 6,500 spoken languages in the world, and among the most endangered are what are called the indigenous languages, with many of those extremely isolated, and according to experts on the issue, such as my guest this hour, their decline puts cultures and knowledge systems that represent thousands of years of human history at risk. As a result, the United Nations has declared 2019 the International Year of Indigenous Languages, with the goal of preserving languages that are in decline. And the legendary Wycliffe Bible Translators is aiding in this critical effort by developing written alphabets for such people groups, most of which do not have any written form, in order to translate the scriptures. Well, joining us to talk more about this very exciting and extremely vital work, Andy Keener. He is Senior Director of Global Partnerships, who, along with his wife Lori, has served Wycliffe since 1992. Andy, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Don.
Take a moment, if you would, before we get into this specific topic, to talk about how you and Lori first got involved in the great work of Wycliffe and language translation.
Well, I went on a summer mission trip as a teenager to the country of Papua New Guinea. And while I was there, our group was doing, we were building some buildings to catch rainwater for folks there. And we met a Wycliffe Bible translator by the name of Marilyn Laszlo. And I just watched her and I saw what she did. And it was like God just said, "This is what I made you to do." And I've been on that course ever since. My wife and I met, and shortly after we were married, we joined Wycliffe and have been involved in all sorts of different aspects of Bible translation since.
Now, just a moment more on that. You are now Senior Director of Global Partnerships. What all does that entail for you now?
Global Partnerships is Wycliffe USA's involvement, and it's sort of a in a multi-organizational space. There's 14 different organizations around the world that are collaborating to work with churches that are all over the world, ministry partners and Bible translation agencies, to understand what people are doing in each of these locations around the world, what sort of ministries are people involved in, and how can we work with them to develop Bible translation projects that meet their ministry needs, whether they be for New Testament translations, video scriptures, you know, Jesus film, things like that, or audio Bibles. There's all sorts of different variety of products and types of translation that we do of the scriptures and different forms it's delivered to meet those ministry needs of our partners.
By the way, folks, you can check out the work of Wycliffe at wycliffe.org on the web. It's a long-standing ministry with such great respect around the world. Let's talk, if you would, Andy, about this recent emphasis on what are called the endangered languages. I suspect most of us are not aware that it's such an issue. Excuse me. What can you tell us about it? Tell us about the scope of it and really why it's of great concern.
Yeah, there are a lot of languages in the world that are very small. There are language groups that are just in the hundreds of people, up to even groups today without scripture that are still in the millions. But those that are endangered tend to be, they used to be on the fringes of society. They were isolated. But with growing urbanization and sort of consolidation in many places of the world, you're seeing them be absorbed and cities grow up around them, or them moving to the city for jobs or security in places where there's war and famine and other challenges. And what happens is sometimes their cultures begin to be lost, and they find it more necessary to work from a regional or national language in order to gain employment. And over the decades, they encourage their children to speak the national language because many don't see a future in their own language. And the sad thing is, like you mentioned earlier, there's this rich cultural and knowledge that is contained in those languages that's being lost to mankind.
How do you discover some of these? Some of them are, as you've already said, rather small in terms of the numbers involved in that language. How are you uncovering these? How are you discovering them, then realizing here is a language that needs to be identified and fully preserved?
It's been really part of our process from the very beginning. When we got going back in the 1930s, we began work in Mexico and Guatemala. And beyond going to the places that we knew, we began sending people out to other places and doing research and what languages are spoken. And is the language in that community the same as the language in this community? And as we had scriptures available, we would take those scriptures and other ministries and churches would share them, and they would reach places and say, hey, these people don't understand this Bible. They speak a whole different language. And we would send researchers in to discover those. And we've been doing that all over the world now for some 75 years.
Now, you've already mentioned these languages contain so much, not just the means of communication of a group of people, but the history, the culture, the knowledge systems. And really, they are invaluable, aren't they, in terms of ever losing them?
Yeah, they are. It's, you know, somebody can say, well, don't we know what we need to know? I can say what I want to say in my language. But as we learn other languages, those that have learned another language, you realize when I learned to speak Spanish, when I learned to speak French, whether it was in high school or in business or whatever you did, it opens you up to another way of thinking. It opens you up to another culture. You experience things in a different way. And language just contains so much that when these languages are lost, it's really a loss to mankind.
Now, I quoted a figure at the outset that probably immediately triggered in you. It's not really as accurate as it might be. I said there, according to brief research I did, some 6,500 spoken languages, but I read another figure in your materials that may be well over 7,000.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that general range. It depends on how people do their counting. Some will count a little differently. The challenging thing is that roughly one-third of all of those languages, by whichever count you do, are endangered. And there's some that are fearing that over the next 100 years or during this century, we could lose a significant significant percentage of the world's languages.
Is it right that we're losing an endangered language about every 2 weeks?
Yep, that's the pace.
Wow. Talk about the challenge to take an oral language and convert it into a written version, and is that really the only way to effectively preserve it?
There are a combination of things. That's one way. And often what happens is people don't value their own language because they don't see the economic benefits in having their own language. Or they just see, wow, the powerful people, those with the guns, those with the power, the government, they speak another language. That language must be a better language. When we work on Bible translation, we will often do research and help develop alphabets, work with people to begin to help them learn to read. Sometimes that winds up in schools and church-based literacy programs. As we do that, and then as we translate the scripture and people begin to realize, wait a minute, my language is good enough for God to speak to me through the Bible. My language is good enough for me to pray and to worship. My language is good enough for my children to study in school. Maybe I'll hold on to this. Maybe this is something of value. And as people begin to value it, then they hold on to it. Even when they still need to learn the national language, they may hold on to that language just as a sense of cultural identity.
That latter point, you alluded to it earlier, a lot of these speakers are apparently almost always multilingual, and they use the major language of their region, but that tends to cause them to neglect or under-evaluate their own language. Is that right?
Yeah. It's amazing because there are parts of the world where people are bilingual generation after generation. I grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, across from an Amish farm. And those folks speak Pennsylvania Dutch, but they also speak English. But just because they're surrounded by English speakers doesn't mean they give up their language, their Pennsylvania Dutch. That's common in Europe. There's places where that's the case. And many parts of the world, you'll see that. But in some of these places where people don't have that strong identity and value for their language and see that see the connection to themselves as a people in that language, it can be easy for them to transition just to that more dominant language.
I'm talking with Andy Keener, Senior Director of Global Partnerships with Wycliffe Bible Translators USA. Their website is wycliffe.org, W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E.org. We're talking about the International Year of Indigenous Languages and how Bible translation is saving these languages from extinction. And talk, if you would, for a moment or two about some of the challenges of going into these areas and then developing an actual written language, as you already alluded, an alphabet. What are some of the real challenges and barriers to getting that done?
Many times these languages exist in places where outsiders aren't welcome. Mm. And it's not always a North American or European that's going in and doing this work. Oftentimes, it can only be done by a national citizen of that country. So we will go in and we'll train folks to go and work in these languages. There's country after country around the world where national citizens care every bit as much as those of us from the U.S. do. And they just are looking for the ability and the skill to go in. And it is a challenging process. Sound systems are complex. If you look and say, well, I know how to read English, but I read Spanish, and they tell me I pronounce things wrong. Well, that's because the system is different. And then you try to look at Arabic, and you go, I don't even understand how to read that. Well, it's also a phonetic language. It's a phonetic alphabet. It's just something we haven't learned, and it's structured quite differently. And so when we go into places, we look and say, what is the language that's used most closely? So if it's in a country where Arabic is spoken as the dominant language, we would want to use an alphabet that's similar to what they understand and use an Arabic script. But then you have to design that and customize it for the sound system of that language. So it can be a complex venture, but it's also an exciting one when you get a sixth grader who comes to you and who says, I can't read my language. And after just an hour or two, you start working with them, and all of a sudden their eyes light up, and it's like, wow, my language is on paper, and I actually understand it. It just gives a different sense of pride, and it's great to be a part of that.
One more quick question. We could talk for an hour or two, I'm sure, and still not exhaust the subject. But when you start translating, I read we might assume, well, they start in Genesis and work through to Revelation, but you really don't do it that way. Where do you begin with the Bible translation usually?
In general, we're looking for a ministry partner that wants to do something there. So we've gone to places where there are existing churches in the national language, and people say, in our community, people are struggling with certain things. The children don't obey their parents. We've got a drug problem in our community. We have alcoholism. we're fighting for our legal rights, and what does the scripture say about us and how we ought to do that and how we ought to live. And we'll work with them to find out whether or not the something from the epistles or, you know, one of the gospels or Old Testament, perhaps Genesis may be a place to start. So we're really looking for those trying to work in these communities who want scripture in the language so that they can carry out the work that they have planned. So we start in all different places, but it's based on what those that want to use the scriptures are telling us.
How can listeners be of blessing and help to you and Wycliffe and the work that you do?
As you mentioned a couple times, we have a website, wycliffe.org. That's a place where people can go and learn more. There's opportunities for people to donate to the work that we do, to pray for the work that we do, and just to become more informed and understand. Some places, you know, look around. Maybe there's a church nearby where there'll be a Wycliffe person coming to speak. If you'd like to learn more, those are possible ways that you could do so.
Well, you've helped us a lot, Andy, with your own information. Thank you, my friend, very much for the visit.
Thanks for the opportunity, Ben.
Again, Andy Keener, Senior Director of Global Partnerships with Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, and their website is very simply their first part of their name, Wycliffe, W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E, Wycliffe.org.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What does actor Colin Farrell say audiences can expect from the new film Dumbo?
It's grounded in reality, even though I know there's no such thing as flying elephants, but grounded in the reality of the interaction of all the human beings around this magical event that takes place, and the entertainment and the beauty of that, and the beauty of seeing people come together in a magical way. You know, if that can wash over people and if it can entertain them, that's enough, you know.
Dumbo, rated PG in theaters March 29th. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
We believe our past doesn't have to dictate our future. We believe in second chances. That's why we are celebrating Second Chance Month this April. Join Prison Fellowship for Road to Second Chances, a community-wide prayer walk on April 6th. Walk with us around the White House as we proclaim the dignity and potential of men and women living with a criminal record and hear real-life stories of people searching for their second chance. Learn more at prisonfellowship.org/prayerwalk. The event is free and open to the public.
Book of Life Christian Academy would like to welcome you to their school year open houses offered every second Thursday from October to April. Book of Life Christian Academy offers a full day for ages 2 to 4 and kindergarten through 5th grade for school-age children. Your child will enjoy small classroom sizes that allows teachers to pay close attention to your child's specific needs. Most of the teachers have been part of the school community for more than 8 years. Book of Life also offers classes in Spanish, physical education, music, and fine arts available to all grade levels. Your child can also enjoy participating in an advanced reading and phonics program, character training, and community service programs. Need to drop off your child before regular school hours? No problem. Book of Life Christian Academy offers before and after care, too. Call 410-263-2600 to attend one of their open houses. That's 410-263-2600. Call now to attend their open house. That's 410-263-2600 for Book of Life Christian Academy.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better is you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a revival.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
Hi, Adele Manise, media strategist at WAVA. Are you buying or selling a home? You need to talk with Chuck and Olga of Long & Foster. Here's a recent client.
Chuck and Olga were incredible to work with. They found us the house of our dreams and negotiated a great price. In fact, We walked into $70,000 of equity the very first day. I strongly recommend Chuck and Olga.
Give Chuck and Olga a call at 703-898-8930. 703-898-8930.
Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, low 57. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, very warm, high 79. Stink mild tomorrow night and becoming cloudy, low 58. Breezy and cooler Sunday, cloudy in the morning with a couple of showers. Then clouds giving way to some sun, high 59. Sunshine Monday, but cool with a high of 53. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Crow Show on WAVA. Well, it's a statistic that you've perhaps heard me cite on this program many times in recent years, but it is still a monumental fact that far too few people are aware of, and it's this. More Christians have died for their faith over the last 100 years, prior centuries since the time when our Lord himself was here on the earth. Think about that. In the last 100 years, the 20th and 21st centuries until now, more Christians have died for believing in the Lord Jesus and refusing to deny his name than in all the previous 19 centuries of church history combined. That's astounding, folks. And sadly, that number keeps rising, literally, even as we're speaking about it right now. Which is why, since the show began back on November 3rd of 1997, as a station, as management, as staff, and as your host, we've made it a consistent priority to talk about the suffering church and to help you, our listeners, become better informed and engaged on behalf of those who cannot speak for themselves, which is why I'm also happy and honored to welcome my guest right now. Dee Dee Logeson is the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. Dee Dee, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Don. Thanks so much for having me.
For those not familiar with your organization, Save the Persecuted Christians, STPC, take us first there. Tell us about the organization and what its goals are, what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. Save the Persecuted Christians is working with a number of faith leaders and heads of national nonprofit groups that work to alleviate the symptomatic issues with Christians who've been persecuted overseas. There's a big concern that Christians here in the United States do not know about the level of anti-Christian violence that exists in the world. And so we're really trying to engage our fellow Christians here in America on the issue of Christian persecution. And then also working very hard to engage our elected officials to hold the persecutors accountable for their crimes against humanity.
I referenced briefly the scope, but specifically, can you give us some figures, statistics as to how bad the problem is? And I think it's going to stagger a lot of people to hear how many millions of Christians have died for their faith just in our own lifetimes.
Yes, this may very well be the most dangerous time in history to be a Christian. More than 300 million Christians wake up every morning to face the brutal reality of extreme violence towards them because of their Christian belief. There are, Aid to the Church in Need says, a half billion people in the world are persecuted for their faith, and 65% of those are Christian. More than a million were killed between 2005 to 2015.
Now, I understood from other statistics also, in addition to what you've said, I think it was 42 million people have died worldwide just in the year 2018. Does that sound right?
That is not in 2018. 42 million Christians. That would be a large number. We know the names of people who have been killed. The Christians who have been killed, according to Open Doors, is over 4,000.
Well, we're talking about it because people want to be informed. I've found that every time We talk about it at the particular church I pastor or here on the air. People want the information. Unfortunately, this is one of those tragic situations where what we call the mainstream media all but ignores this entirely. I'm going to take a break and come back and ask you to tell us, Dee Dee, some of the hot spots for Christian persecution right now. And folks, you're going to realize that this is something that we cannot ignore. And we need to, as she's already said, become advocates. Some of you are already, but we need more voices to coalesce about these terrible injustices against people of the Christian faith. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the markets finished the week and the month off on a solid note. The Dow up over 200 points, the S&P up around 20, the NASDAQ up around 60. Investors were a bit encouraged today by progress made in the U.S.-China trade talks, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tweeting that the latest round of talks were productive. In economic news today, the University of Michigan said that consumer sentiment was up more than expected in March. Elsewhere, the Commerce Department said that February's new home sales surged nearly 5% in February. Elsewhere, a separate report from the Commerce Department showed that both personal income and spending increased a bit less than expected in January. Well, British lawmakers are turning down Prime Minister Theresa May's third Brexit plan. Britain is set to leave the European Union on April 12th with or without a deal. Shares of ride-hailing company Lyft soared in its first day of trading on the NASDAQ. The stock opened more than 20% over its IPO price and closed the session around 12% higher. And in the commodity markets, crude oil was up around 91 cents today to $60.21 a barrel. And that is Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The countdown to adventure has begun. Make Reed Temple Christian Academy Adventures in Learning Summer Camp your destination. Take a journey with us to explore rich cultures around the world. Campers will indulge in foreign language acquisition, native dance, music, sports, and crafts. Reinforce and stay academically refreshed with daily morning courses in language arts, math, and science. Make Vacation Bible School a part of your daily summer routine every morning. Then enjoy Aviation 101, Archery, Junior Culinary Masters, Tennis, Golf, Field Trips, Overnight STEM Camps, and more. At Reed Temple Christian Academy's Adventures in Learning Summer Camp, there's always more to explore. So visit our website at ReedTempleAcademy.com to register for the adventure. That's ReedTempleAcademy.com. Reed Temple Adventures in Learning Summer Camp is an approved summer camp by the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Bit of self-correction. I'm sure I confused my guest and probably a lot of you listeners with that 42 million figure. Actually, we talk about another crisis on this show a lot, and that is the horrible Holocaust against our unborn children, and that's where that figure popped into my brain. 42 million children aborted around the world in 2018. Having said that, delighted to have with us Dee Dee Loggison. She is executive director of the Save the Persecuted Christians organization. Their website is SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And Dee Dee, I was asking you before the break if you would kind of give us a report on some of the hottest spots of persecution of Christians right now.
Sure. There are many drivers for religious persecution. Authoritarian regimes were very concerned about what's happening in China in the last year. They are working to sinicize Christianity, rewriting scripture, removing images of Jesus and the cross and replacing them with images of President Xi, and cracking down on well-established house churches there, raiding the churches and bringing the leaders and even members of the congregation into putting them into jail. Very, very concerning there. Another driver would be religious nationalism, where you see this in Burma and also in India. Human rights groups are saying that religious persecution of Christians has increased by 57% there since the beginning of 2019. We're very concerned about that. In Indonesia, you saw a Catholic basilica bombed and hardly a whisper in Western media. Pakistan is a hotbed of Christian persecution, where you have hundreds, maybe even thousands of people sitting on death row for having blasphemed the Prophet Muhammad. And for 68% of the world's persecuted Christians, the driving factor is radical adherence to Sharia. What we have in Nigeria, Africa, the sub-Saharan countries of Cameroon, Mali, Chad, and others is the repositioning of the Islamic State. So you have in Nigeria two of the world's most dangerous terrorist groups operating there. Both have Islamist agendas to establish a caliphate. And in Nigeria, Boko Haram has aligned itself with the Islamic State, is now called Islamic State in West Africa. And you're seeing an increase in extremism there that we're very concerned about.
And of course, as you mentioned in the material you provided, the Fulani jihadists are also involved. Do they overlap with the Boko Haram? Or are they two separate dynamics in Nigeria?
So these are two separate dynamics. They're both jihadist groups. They have historic roots operating in Nigeria and that area. But what you're seeing is we've seen ISIS defeated in Syria and Iraq, and the money that was supporting those groups is really shifted to sub-Saharan African jihadi groups, and so they are becoming more well-armed, more motivated, are able to recruit the Fulani Muslim herdsmen who are eager to push out the indigenous people there, who are generally Christians, and so that they can take over their lands. The other thing is a desire to push the people off of their land so they can gain the valuable resources, the precious metals and such that are under the feet of those people. So there really is, and then further be able to buy weapons with the monies that they get from the mining and such. So it's a complicated situation on the ground in Nigeria, but you have a regime, the Muhammadu Buhari regime. Muhammadu Buhari is himself a Fulani, and many say that both the Fulani militants operating in northwest Nigeria and in the Middle Belt actively slaughtering Christian populations there that they act with impunity from the Bahari regime, who says that they are battling back these terrorists in their land, but in truth, the security responds very slowly and has a specific agenda to change over the chiefdoms, the tribal chiefdoms of Nigeria, into emirates, so placing all of these people who are traditional Christians under the governance of Sharia by changing the chiefdoms from their natural governance of their traditional tribal structure to being placed under the governance of an emir. So
now, as I understand as well, there is an ongoing effort, certainly on the part of your organization and others. Father Peter John Wambadi is also calling on the president of the United States, President Trump, to do something to step into the situation in some way. What can you tell us about that effort?
Yes, so Save the Persecuted Christians, along with many other groups and people like Father John Peter John Wambadi, are asking the Trump administration to appoint a U.S. special envoy to Nigeria and the Lake Chad region. There is great concern that the violence that is happening in Nigeria will cause the country, which is Africa's largest country, set to become the third largest by population country by 2043, take seriously what's happening there, because when that country unravels, you will see a refugee outflow unlike anything we've ever seen before, that'll make what happened with Syria and Iraq look like child's play. The number of refugees already coming out of Nigeria is over 200,000. There's 2.5 million people internally displaced in Nigeria, and Boko Haram itself has killed almost 40,000 people, and the Fulani jihadists have killed somewhere upwards of 60,000. So the violence there is extreme. It is increasing, and the situation for ISIS acting in those ungoverned territories all around the Lake Chad region just create a real, very explosive situation that could become a real problem for Europe and for the United States if it's left unattended. We really do believe that the Trump administration has a blind spot here and needs to address this issue. The best way to address it is by appointing a U.S. special envoy to the area.
We're going to come back, Dee Dee, for a couple of more minutes. And again, you can check this out for yourself at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts KICK to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting KICK to 88988. That's K-I-C-K to 88988.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Most of us would pick anywhere but North Korea for a vacation. A 2014 UN commission declared that abuses in North Korea were without parallel in the world. Yet Australian John Short traveled there to share the gospel. One day he left some gospel tracts outside a Buddhist temple. This drew the attention of officials, and John was apprehended and forced to make a confession. While in custody, he prayed, wondering if he'd ever return home to his wife. But God moved the international Christian community and even brave believers in China to pray, and Short was released. Join John Short in praying for the salvation of people in both North Korea and China.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Are you wondering why your retirement funds don't grow? Clearly billions are made on Wall Street, so how do they do it? I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. We can help you learn the same skill sets the big boys on Wall Street use so that you know when to be in the market and when not to be. This is one of the best markets in recent history. Wouldn't you like to take advantage of that? With the right skill sets, you can. And you can also learn to protect your money because we all know markets change. Join us at our next event called Step 1 Start Your Journey and Gain Control. With Tradeway, we'll help you get there one step at a time.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, April 12th and 13th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Just a couple more minutes with Dede Lagesson, who is executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. That's their website, savethepersecutedchristians.org. And Dede, in this last moment, how do we explain the total silence nearly on these issues by our major media?
Well, American Christians in the United States have literally been lulled to sleep or shamed into silence by Western media, by government leaders, and even by their own past church pastors. So this is a concerted effort to keep the American Christians in a carefully constructed bubble of ignorance and distraction. There is a concerted effort to not tell the story of what is happening to Christians around the world. And in fact, many people in the United States do not believe that Christians could be persecuted. That's why at Save the Persecuted Christians, we've created a news aggregator where people can go and learn the stories of the violence that is happening to Christians. And we really hope that they will do that and become informed and start telling their elected officials that it matters to them that Christians are being persecuted.
I couldn't agree with you more on the burden I put on us as pastors, Christian leaders, to speak out. And in fact, there's every reason why people like Frank Wolf have for years said, where are the pastors? Where are the church's voices? If the American church would become energized on this issue, it would be a tremendous force for pressure on our government and even on the mainstream media, would it not?
We believe that if American Christians knew what was happening to the brothers and sisters, if they were actually told this by their pastors, that they would rise up and provide the political support that our government leaders need in order to act to hold the persecutors accountable, and that's exactly what we are about.
Is there any bill in the making or on the record that would call for this on the part of Congress, any sort of action on that end? Or how can folks best even put pressure on the White House?
Sure. Write a letter, tell them that we do need the U.S. Special Envoy to Nigeria. You see babies literally in diapers hacked to death by machetes, and that just has to be addressed. These jihadists in Nigeria are absolutely evil, and they must be stopped. We are pushing a state-level resolution that is modeled after one that passed in Congress condemning the persecution of Christians in countries around the world, so people can work even locally to condemn the persecution of Christians, and we have that on our website as well.
Dede, an honor to talk with you. Thank you very much for taking time.
Thank you, Don. God bless you.
Again, Dee Dee Logeson, Executive Director of, I trust you'll make note of this great ministry, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is the website to check out, and they really, well, they, I should say we together need to coalesce around this on behalf of our brothers and sisters around the world who need us desperately. And it's not an option scripturally, folks. According to the book of Hebrews, it's a mandate. We'll be back. That's it for this hour.
Hi, Rich Lee for Chuck and Olga Realtors. Did you know you can buy a home with as little as 3% down? Call Chuck and Olga, 703-898-8930. For over 40 years, A Action Home Services has provided superb electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.